The scripture reading for this morning is from the first book of the Acts of the Apostles, the 15th to the 17th chapter, 17th verses, and the 21st to the 26th verses. In those days, Peter stood up among the believers. Together, the crowd numbered about 120 persons and said, "Friends, the scripture had to be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit through David foretold concerning Judas, who became a guide for those who arrested Jesus. For he was numbered among us and was allotted his share in the ministry." So one of the men who have accompanied us during all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John until the day when he was taken away from us, one of these must become a witness with us to his resurrection. So they proposed two: Joseph, named Barsabbas, who was also known as Justus, and Matthias. Then they prayed and said, "Lord, you know everyone's heart. Show us which one of these two you have chosen to take the place in this ministry and apostleship from which Judas turned aside to go to his own place." And they cast lots for them, and the lot fell to Matthias, and he was added to the 11 apostles. And for the word of God in Scripture, the word of God within us, and the word of God among us, thanks be to God. Let us pray. May only the word of God be spoken. May only the word of God be heard. Amen. Okay, everybody knows the 12 disciples, right? Okay, and here's a quick quiz for you. Can you name for me the 12 disciples?
No.
Didn't think so. Once you get past Simon, Peter, Matthew, John... Luke wasn't one of the original 12. No, Matthias. Who? Matthias. He's one of those disciples we don't hear much about, except for how he was chosen. After Jesus' resurrection and ascension, Luke tells us, the disciples gather together in Jerusalem. They're waiting for what's next. But their group is incomplete. They feel the hole left by Judas' betrayal and his ignominious death. They feel the absence of their beloved Jesus. Meanwhile, they've all gathered together in the upper room, following Jesus' instructions to remain in the city and wait. But this is sort of an interim time. I'm assuming the church here in Bethlehem has been through interim times. But this is an interim time. It's a time between the ascension and Pentecost, and so they're waiting for this new beginning, and they wonder about what shape it will take. They're brimming with hope and expectation. It's a time for prayer, time for worship. It's a time for, "Hey, you remember when Jesus did such and such?" It's a time for teaching. It's a time for learning. It's a time for remembering. A time for looking forward. It's a time for discerning how God is leading them into the future. And as their numbers grow, it's a time for discerning the collective gifts that God has given them in the ministry. And in this interim time between the ascension and Pentecost, the early church goes through a call process. Because Judas' death had caused an apostolic vacancy. Instead of 12 disciples, there were only 11. And this call process is both spirit-led and spirit-driven. They prayerfully select two candidates from among the community of those who have been following Jesus from the beginning. And the names are Justus and Matthias. And then they draw lots. And Matthias is chosen. The call involves both community discernment and spirit-led action. Both are important. Community involvement, spirit-led action. The Spirit involves this community of the faithful in the process. The community doesn't act on its own, apart from the Spirit's direction. There's no campaigning. Justice, Matthias. They consider whose gifts would best equip them for this particular ministry. They don't ask for volunteers. They don't accept the first one to offer. They didn't choose on the basis of popularity or influence. This is more than just a human election. This is a divine call. It isn't a matter of luck. It isn't a matter of chance. It wasn't a random choice. Somewhat similar to the time I remember being in, I think it was a toy store, and there was a little boy there, and obviously he was just overwhelmed by all the toys. And so I saw him say, "Daddy, I want that." And Daddy said, "Which one, darling?" "That." That's not the way they did this. The process of casting of lots, that was their way of discerning God's will. Matthias' selection as the new 12th apostle was a call of God. In that way, Matthias might actually be the most important of the apostles, because Matthias becomes a model for all of us. We don't hear much about Matthias afterwards. Like the majority of the other apostles, Matthias just carries out his ministry away from the limelight, relatively anonymity in comparison to people like Peter and James and John. And yet, though he had been present from the beginning, without the kind of recognition that the 12 received, Matthias is not an insignificant bystander. Matthias became one of the countless faithful generation of the servants of God. Even as he is numbered among the 12, he becomes one of the many who proclaim the gospel and work in God's vineyard. Matthias has been called by God to use his gifts in service. Even though we don't know the specifics of the story of his ministry, he has been called to bring healing, to proclaim justice, to feed others in Christ's name. Ministry happens through him, but ministry is not about him. Yeah, what happened to the other guy, Justus? He was one who wasn't chosen. He too had been present from the beginning. All we know about him is his name, Joseph, called Barsabbas, also known as Justus. Even though he wasn't ending up numbered among the 12, he was also numbered among the faithful. Acts keeps telling stories of the outsiders coming in, the insiders going out. In the next chapter, the Spirit propels all the disciples out at Pentecost to share the good news. speaking in the languages as the Spirit gave them utterance. And then there's Saul, the persecutor of the church, transformed into Paul, minister of the gospel. All of these people respond to God's call to ministry. Matthias, Justus, Paul, countless others, including those women and men whose names we don't have. Whenever we think we're on the sidelines, whenever we think we're not in the loop, we're not among the selected few that really decide things, we're invited to remember the story of the call of Matthias. No matter who we are called by the Spirit in our baptism to lives of vocation and service. God chooses you, each and every one of you, for service and vocation. All you have to do is open your eyes to recognize your gifts, and then be courageous to put them to use. Open your eyes, in fact, to recognize the gifts in others. God doesn't waste anybody. By being chosen as the 12th apostle, Matthias plays a role in the early church's preparation to be sent out in mission to the whole world. God uses Matthias in ways that he might have little understood or even imagined. God also uses us in ways we can little imagine in order to go do God's work in the world. Through the Holy Spirit, we are called to ministry. We are called to mission. The Holy Spirit equips us and sends us out in ministry, in mission. We are all part of a community called to prayer and discernment. We are challenged to help each other identify our particular gifts and to encourage one another in our particular ministries. Through the Spirit, God provides the Christian community with all the tools that we need for doing God's work. Sometimes the Spirit raises up leaders from within, like Matthias. Sometimes the Spirit brings them in from outside, like Paul. And sometimes the Spirit calls forth from us gifts that we may not even have realized we had. And like Matthias and Justus and countless others whose names we don't even know, we are called. We are blessed. We are sent to share the good news of God's love in Jesus Christ. So let us go, each of us, in peace, to love and serve the Lord.